You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center Board Retreat here at the University of Florida. They invite us up. We go to football games. We talk about real estate. We have dinners. We have lunches. We have a great time. We see the new stuff. But what we also talk about is what's going on around the state. We have got a great guest for us. We have got, what's your name? Robert Given. Are we up? It's good? Okay. Okay, well, we'll be up there at the half-hour break, okay? All right, well, we've got Robert Given. He's here. He's the new director of apartments with Cushman & Wakefield. Is that a statewide thing? South Florida thing, okay. Well, Robert, tell me a little bit about what's going on in multifamily, because in South Florida, it seems to me like we're at a new discovery point, that things are starting to happen again.
Jim, you're absolutely right, and it's good to be up here in Gainesville with you. I look forward to your presentation tomorrow at the University of Florida. And we're all anxiously awaiting to hear it. But South Florida, to your question, is going very strong. A lot of core assets have come to market this year, and there's a huge appetite from the investment community to invest in those properties. And funds have been put together in the fourth quarter and coming out in the first quarter. So we expect to see some new high watermarks being made in the first quarter of 2017, and fundamentals are strong throughout the region. Properties are being absorbed really well. Apartments are being absorbed, and we expect rental rates to probably plateau just a little bit instead of the 5% and 6% growth we've seen over the last couple of years. We're expecting to see 3.5%, 3 to 3.5% in some markets, while there's still a few markets where we expect to see growth still in the 4% range.
Well, Robert, that's a lot of numbers, but really that impacts a lot of people, what you do. It impacts who's on the road. It impacts where people live, where people work. So my question to you, Robert, is where are the new places that people are looking to put apartment projects? Because I've got to believe that some of the markets they've been building in, well, there may not be too many sites left.
Well, Jim, that's right. But what you're seeing now is there's a lot of kind of second cycle development sites and assemblages being made for higher density projects. We're seeing that throughout downtown Miami, Coral Gables, Wynwood, Midtown, downtown Fort Lauderdale, East Boca. So you're just going to see higher density projects as we move forward in the cycle.
So I like to call that really a concentration, maybe a vertically integrated neighborhood. By the way, if you text your wife, bit.ly/JimFreeLive, she can hear you. Just take some of this stuff upstairs with him, and then we'll get upstairs in a minute. I'm talking to the technology guys. They're trying to get us. We'll have our full thing working again when we get upstairs for the second half of the show. Not true. Hopefully it will work. I don't know. But, Robert, so you've got people, you've got funds coming into town. They're looking to buy apartment projects that are complete, but also new development. Is new development still going strong, or is there a reset? What's going on out there?
Well, Jim, construction loans are a little tighter today. We're seeing probably 60% construction loans instead of 65% like we did earlier in the cycle. But I would say development is still going very strong as long as we can find the sites. Like you said, it's just hard to find them. The other sector is value-add apartments, and essentially what's happened there is the appetite is extremely high, but we're just out of product. We're out of inventory. So, we have seen cap rates actually compress lower than core asset cap rates for value-add apartments, 1985, 1995 product that has upside to them through unit interior renovations and what have you. And we're looking for that type of product as the international investment world is starting to look for that in South Florida as well.
Yeah, so that sounds like people are looking to find a unicorn, Robert. That just doesn't really exist anymore. And when you're talking about people paying lower cap rates for that, that's probably because they're pro-forming out the income that they're going to pay, and I mean, they're going to get. So maybe they think that it's a wash. I don't know. But the one thing I do know is everybody calls me. They always want apartments. They always want to buy cash flow. They're looking to enter the market. The new company seems to be entering the market for either development or buying cash flow all the time. What are the types of firms that you're seeing coming to the market at this point in the cycle?
Well, generally, the domestic firms, the top 50 firms that typically buy core assets have been working towards through this entire cycle, which we've dubbed the millennial growth cycle, 2011-2016. You know, those core domestic groups continue to have an appetite. There are new funds emerging in the domestic markets, but we're starting to see a lot of international interest in South Florida, whether it's Middle East, German, China, and we're expecting to see more trades to the international community in 2017. Jim, I have to wrap. I'm so sorry, but thank you for having me, and as usual, I look forward to your next show.
It's my pleasure.